Ubuntu.
Radio.
Sit down. Pull up a chair. Working in EMI with the Beatles in the early days, we always had available to us all sorts of instruments that were lying around from like Mrs. Mills sessions and Barenboim sessions and all sorts of people's sessions. So that's why a lot of the Beatles music is richly instrumentated, because there was always this available stuff around that we didn't bring with us. This is a Wings Mellotron, and these were the original synthesizers. EMI had one, and we used to record there. So again, you know, it was available to us. Probably the most famous thing we ever did on it, one of the first uses we ever put, was flutes on the front of Strawberry Fields. And I played a little sort of thing on the front of John's song there that really gave it like a distinctive character. I think I've still got the flutes up on here. Take you down, and then you go, whoa, you do something like, because you change the little pitch thing that the Mellotrons had a little pitch control, so you can make that swoop down, you know, that we'd wanted. So that was magic, playing with these. The actual original one is this one. This is the actual one that they had in EMI. It's got this kind of all grey colours, looks like it's come right out the war or something. And I think my theory is these weren't so much for like what we used them for. I think they were trying to sell this sort of stuff to kind of cabaret artists. So if you had a, you know, a bit like people do these days, they'll have a little, either a tape, or they'll have a little bit of music and they play it on a little synthesizer or something. It sounds a bit like an orchestra, you know, like they brought a band with them. Or a rhythm box will sound like you brought a drummer with you. So you've got all these crazy little things. I love them now because they're just so old-fashioned. A little bit sleazy, a little bit cabaret. But you get stuff like this. I love the sound. Ooh, come on, baby. Can I buy you a drink?
All right, I'll have a gin in it.
Well, come on, baby, my little darling. Want a drink with me? Come on, honey, maybe we'll go back to my flat. My flat. I love you're so,
come on, little bit. All right, I think I'll come out your flat with you, yeah, you know.
It's oh so smoochy here in this apartment block. I really love it. Would you like another drink, my dear?
I'll go on in, twist my arm. Yeah.
It's back, yeah. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You see, you can have acres of fun on these things. Oh boy, I tell you, you see what I mean about the sleaziness of it all? I love it. They got so much stuff. You change the selections here. It's a brilliant old instrument. So whereas we just got that stuff, let's see what we've got on our next. It's always a mystery because I've never really found out what's on them. So, but this one's different.
Oh, France! Welcome to the castle. Quite a windy night out here. But you know, I always love it here, in Hirschwig von Schlechtheim. Have another tankard with me, before we retire for the night. Oh, Hans, you're so hospitable.
Mm-hmm. All right, mate, who's this Hans character? I've never heard of him.
Don't worry, my darling, we're all together.
Woo! You can have a lot of fun on these things, oh, I'll tell you. So that's the old Mellotron, and... As you can see, it's a good laugh. Oh boy! Then you got the earliest. Originally, then you got the Moog synthesizers. You're supposed to be holding the mic steady and behaving.
Okay.
You ready? Okay. You ready? Okay. You ready?
Yes, indeed.
We got a love mix. A love. At the time when you walked in my life, what's gonna become of my rainbow? Now, with the help of a love and a wife, I'm gonna get some of that rainbow now. Oh, waiting for the sun to shine in the meadow.
Hope you've enjoyed the show. I've certainly enjoyed being here and doing it. See you next time. Ubu jubu. Ubu. Ubu. Ubu jubu. And remember, ubu jubu. And don't forget, ubu jubu. See you next time. Stay tuned for the next episode of Ubu Jubu on the next single.